Today I'd like to go into a question which has been puzzling humanity since humanity had the ability to ask the question, and that is simply, what is truth? The capital T, truth. And the difficulty here is, when we ask this question, we try to come up with an answer to that question, and the answer itself that we come up with, of course, originates from the mind. Now, we can look at the mind, honestly speaking, if we look at the mind and what it does, the mind tries to formulate, it tries to model what it sees. For example, like mathematics. Mathematics is not reality. Mathematics is a measurement of reality, a tool to measure realities and make a functional estimation of what reality is. It is not reality, and it can never be reality. So, for example, the equation in your head, 2 plus 2 equals 4, does not create 4 apples. There is no substance there. There is simply the mirage, the illusion in the mind, whatever that is, of 2 apples and 2 apples equaling 4 apples. However, in the physical world, there are not 4 apples there in front of you necessarily. So the image that you see in the mind is a model, not a reality. And so, at least not a physical reality. Now, truth, it gets a little sticky here when we use the mind to try to model truth, because truth simply is. It is before the senses can even interpret it in the slightest way, truth is. And so the way to realize truth is not through modeling it in the mind, formulating it in the mind. Instead, it is a relaxing into what really is right now as it is in this moment. Now, the mind, of course, will even try to turn moments into little measurements and brackets as if there's some sort of separation between each moment. There really is just this now. What is this? And the phenomenon of this, which we experience without the mind's interpretation of it, is truth in the physical, at least. Now, of course, one person's experience of this may be very different from another person's experience of this. One person's experience of this may carry with it great peace and harmony. Another person's experience of this might carry with it a lot of turmoil. However, relaxing into this at least will take away a significant degree of mental noise of the attempt to formulate. So at least from that perspective, there's less effort involved and more ability to be connected and one with what is versus what you interpret what is to be. You're kind of removing a step, removing barriers to direct experience of what is versus adding a formula and interpreting the world through a formula. Now, that doesn't mean that the mind doesn't serve a purpose. Of course, it does, a very important purpose. These models are what allow for functionality in the world. They're what allows for inventions, thinking, thought, that sort of thing. The models that the mind makes, for example, 2 plus 2 equals 4, has allowed for the creation of advanced mathematics and ultimately, you know, the space shuttle and TV and a variety of other inventions that we've had. So it's not that the mind is wrong, nor is it right. Now, there are a number of spiritual schools out there, and some teach that the mind is wrong, and that just being is right. Or, oppositely, other schools that we create being through the mind. A more functional approach in this moment, the mind is also a part of this moment, and the mind can be used as a tool. And rightly used as a tool, so long as there is no identification with the mind or the concept of the self, we're able to function in this present moment as it is, at the same time, have creativity, have all of the benefits that the mind has to offer without the disadvantages of the mind. And that is what I call consciousness. So when mind is rooted in consciousness, which is rooted in beingness, which is rooted in this, what is now, then we find a functional harmony. So we're not going to condemn the mind. We're not going to try to escape the mind or anything. Instead, be fully in this and observing the mind as part of this, observing the emotions as part of this. Now, there's a great deal more that we can go into this topic, but I'm going to just take it a little step at a time. For now, the best, most functional way to get a sense of this is just wherever you are, whatever you're doing, just really observe, feel, smell, sense. You just really go into your senses and allow it all to come in as it is, unmolested by interpretations of what it is. Really just relaxing into this moment. Don't expect anything special or magical to happen. All that's mind. Expectation is from mind. Just allow to rest into, relax into, take a break, and just be. Allow a resting, relaxing into whatever this is. And of course, what this is changes constantly. This right now is different than this right now. And again, it's different from this right now. It's constantly flowing, and there is no demarcation between points. So there is no demarcation between nows or moments. That also is a creation, a formulation of the mind. So I'm going to leave you with that. Rest into what is without any interpretation of it, and just enjoy that process. And we will expand upon this as we go further into spiritual unfoldment. Blessings, and have a wonderful day.